content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
Thank you, Joe Kelly, for that big introduction there. Ranked number 34 on the list of the top talk show live. Yep. Gotta love it. All right. And by the way, for those of you out there who just like dialing in to listen to all these various shows that are out there, yours truly will be on the Alex Jones Network with Owen Schroyer at noon today, Central Time. Be talking about a wide variety of things, including why I'm going to L.A. today. And so, you know, kind of an interesting scenario there. And we hope, of course, that you will tune in to that. We wanted to mention here before we start taking your phone calls about the Kirkman X4000 with fenugreek. The research is suggesting that curcumin can help with the management of oxidative and inflammatory conditions, including metabolic syndrome, arthritis, anxiety, and hyperlipidemia. It may also help alleviate exercise-induced inflammation, muscle soreness, improving recovery and performance in active people. So curcumin X4000 at the Power Mall with fenugreek. You should get online and order that. And I want to say another little thank you to the Almighty, and thank you to everybody that was praying with me for Victor in Lubbock, Texas, who is in a hospital right now. Everybody, the reports I was getting was that they seriously thought he was going to pass away. Au contraire, when we said prayers, folks, you want to talk about the power of prayer? Victor is actually improved. He's they got him on a different formula. And his skin is turning, getting the color back in. He's actually doing better. We just thank you, Father, for his continued healing. Because, see, this is what we were asking for. Two or more people gathered together in his name, it shall be added unto you. And that's exactly what happened when we said, in the name of your son, Yeshua, heal that guy. And you all said, amen. And we say it again. Can I get an amen out there? Thank you. So way to go, Victor. You keep that up. Keep praying. Keep praying. The Father does answer prayers sometimes in strange ways, but you get your prayers answered. We all have free will, so you can either turn away from him or turn toward him. It's up to you. Will in Michigan, what's going on?
Good morning. And it is the power of God that surpasses everything that humans can fathom. This morning, I have a question, and it goes back to 1960. At the podium of the United Nations in New York City, Nikita Khrushchev took his shoe off and pounded it and declared war on the United States of America and said exactly how they would do it.
Yep. It'll all happen from within.
Now, having said that, communists throughout history, according to my meager education, have been known to operate in 100 and 300-year programs throughout history. So if that was a coup when they killed Kennedy, aren't we in our 60th year of that coup? And wouldn't it just about explain everything?
Yeah, it would, if people would just wake up and understand history. But the problem is, Will, is everybody is trying to erase it. And you see, you remember, and a lot of our listeners out there remember, I remember that. In fact, I was just a kid, and I'm watching Khrushchev banging his shoe. I saw it. And I'm just like, wow, I remember that. In fact, we did a skit in grade school on stage. And, you know, I was a news reporter, and I was, you know, supposedly video. I had a video camera. It was kind of a makeup video camera. It looked like a little miniature video camera. And one of the guys was sitting there banging his shoe on the table. I think half the kids in school didn't even get what we were trying to do on stage, acting out what Nikita Khrushchev was doing.
And you were on U.S. soil, and so was he.
Yeah, we were.
I think 3 years later, you know, Bay of Pigs, 59. 3 years later, they kill his brother with a Muslim after they kill John Kennedy.
Sirhan.
They kill Martin Luther King, and Lyndon mysteriously goes to sleepwalking his dog of a heart attack.
Uh-huh.
Now, they scared the bejesus out of them folks.
Yep.
She married Onassis for security.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in our 60th year of that coup, and they put the Rosenbergs in the electric chair in the 50s.
I remember
20
that.
20 times less than Julius the husband and wife Donald Trump team have already done, and they've got us divided, thinking our side's better than the other side, Democrat, Republican.
Nah.
They have
I know,
masterminded
the
demise of America, causing us to devour ourselves with from within, like Karl Marx said in the 13th plank of communism. Why can't we put two and two together and realize that somebody and a bunch of somebodies are making more money off the United States of America being broken than they ever could if it was fixed?
The answer to that question, Will, is what Harold Rosenthal, another Jewish guy, he was an administrative assistant to Senator Jacob Javits of New York, another Jewish guy, and he basically said, and this is what got him killed at the on the Il Al flight. They threw his body on the tarmac after they shot him. He's the only one who died in that attack, by the way. Harold Rosenthal, remember him? He granted an interview to a conservative news outlet, and the next thing you know, the guy's dead. And he said, "We have you guys all worried about your toil and your next meal. You're not paying attention to anything we're doing. We've created such a smokescreen for you. We are turning your whole country inside out, and you won't know it. You won't know it in years from now. You won't be living in the same country because we've got you all worried about where you're going to get your next dollar from and what you're going to shove in your mouth." You see,
and that
got him killed.
And the old saying was, they can't see the forest for the trees.
I've coined the
modern version of that. They can't see the forest for the internet.
Yeah.
It creates myopia, tunnel vision. So here's, and I want to get to this point. Jesus, Yeshua, Messiah, stood face to face and said to a certain group of people, "You are of your father, Satan, a synagogue. Those of you who are Jews outwardly and not inwardly. There are good Catholics and bad Catholics, good Christians and bad Christians. There are good Jews and bad Jews."
Yeah, what did you do?
Jesus delineated
did you do
it
that?
For us.
Yes, he did. He certainly did. And, you know, the thing is that the wheat from the chaff, they're going to be separated in time. And like I said, you know, we always say you shall know them by their fruits. And, of course, if you start studying before you go to the polls and you vote for people, if you would just look into their background, you know, do too many people out there understand that there is at least one program that can kind of do a little bit of a deep dive? It's called BenVerified.com. And if you're going to play on the internet, did you know that you can track people down, look up their connections, look up their business associates? And sometimes, you know, if they're way high up in office, you might not find anything about them because they hide it. They censor the information on some of these networks like Ben Verified. But that's, you know, how we look up a lot of these foreclosed homeowners, because obviously, you know, when we get the information that they're being foreclosed on, we have to go to Ben Verified to get their contact information so we can reach out to them and see if there's anything we can do to help to keep them in their home. So the big problem is when you get that high up in office and you have the kind of control that these Congress people do, you really have to dig deep. First off, look at what they're voting for. Look at what the benefit is to America. And if they're voting for stuff that's going to hurt us, you don't want to keep reelecting them. But see, the problem is that they're all asleep. You know, they don't want knowledge. That's the way it is. Will, I appreciate your call. Thanks so much this morning for chiming in. Phone lines are open, by the way, 844-769-2944. We talk about America's economy. You know, see, the people are paying attention to this. They are watching the rents spike. Biden's migrants are filling apartments. Half of American renters, or 25 million people, now spend more than 30% of their pre-tax income on housing amid Biden's wage-cutting, rent-spiking welcome for mass migration. Now, you got to ask yourself, wait a minute, this is Moody's Analytics that is reporting this? Remember what Moody's Analytics was doing? Let's bring that up for those of you who haven't seen The Big Short. Moody's Analytics and Fitch and Standard & Poor's all sided with Wall Street and lied to investors who all basically pump money into these real estate mortgage investment conduits, or REMIX for short. And this is one of the reasons why they created the MERS system. And in order for MERS to operate as an electronic database, they had to get rid of the Glass-Steagall Act so the banks could come in and play in the securities market. That was a big mistake for America. And Moody's Analytics came in, and like Fitch's and Standard & Poor's, and rated all of these bonds that they were selling in these REMIX AAA when they knew damn well they were junk. And these investors all wanting a piece of the pie, and there's Slick Willie out there. Everybody deserves a home in America, the pride of American home ownership. Monica, get back in the closet. Moody's Analytics lied to everybody, just like Fitch's and Standard & Poor's did. And they all eventually got called onto the carpet. And when did that happen? After Lehman and Morgan Stanley and everybody took a nosedive. See, all of a sudden, everything bad had to happen. And then all of a sudden, now we're paying attention. Oh, pension funds, whoosh, gone. Because they invested in all this garbage. Man, they sold them crap. And now they're stuck. And I wrote about it in the book Clouded Titles. We have them at the Power Mall for those of you who want a copy. Clouded Titles is the name of the book. And you wonder why? Because of the fact that tens of millions of documents now litter the land records in America. I'm still finding them there. In fact, I participated in a case yesterday and spent a half hour on the phone talking to an attorney here in the state of Texas about a certain situation where I found the servicer lied on documents they recorded in the land records. That's a felony in the state of Texas under Section 37.04 of the Texas Penal Code. It's called perjury. You lied on a public document and it's within the 2 years. 16.033 of the Texas Civil Practice and Remedies Code allows you to challenge any of these bogus documents, provided they're less than 2 years old. How many people know that? They don't, see? My people perish for lack of knowledge. See, a lot of states enacted all of this stuff and put a 2-year cap on challenging these bogus documents instead of leaving them open and saying, look, if there is a bogus document and they lied in that document, doesn't matter how old it is, you have the right to challenge it. See, now they limited that. You see how the legislatures were motivated to do this? And if I was a legislator, I'd be proposing legislation to say, hey, we need to take that 16.033 and repeal it and get rid of it so that anybody can come in and challenge anything. And if they've committed a crime, they need to go to jail. These people who lied on these documents to do it and steal homes, anything that went into a REMIC or one of these real estate mortgage investment conduits, it's securitized. If you go and you look up your mortgage and your deed of trust, and you see MERS on there, an MIN with an 18-digit number, your loan was funneled into Wall Street by a table-funded lender who was paid off at closing. So they put in what we call them corresponding lenders. They put in 5% of whatever the loan amount is. That's their skin in the game. And then the REMIC comes back in under the table, which is why they call them table-funded. Because there's some sneaky shit going on, sneaky stuff, rather, going on under the table. Oops, slipped. Sorry about that. Sneaky stuff. And this is how vehement I am about this. They're stealing people's homes. 99.9% of all foreclosures in America are illegal. It's illegal. They're stealing people's homes. And it's the servicers that are creating these documents. And in 2012, they all signed an agreement with 49 states' attorneys general, everybody but Oklahoma, saying they weren't going to do it anymore. And then as soon as the ink was dry, they turned around and started doing it again. Because when I audited the reports in Williamson County, Texas, which is still on Wilco.org, and Osceola County, Florida, which is still, even though Armando Ramirez is no longer the circuit clerk there, the new circuit clerk kept it on the website at osceolaclerk.com. And you can go read that 758-page report. It took me 4.5 months to write. And I got attorneys still calling me all from all over the United States saying, hey, Dave, we see this report here. We're dealing with the same situation. What can you tell us? It's like, look, we did the research. We see this all the time. These people come in and they dummy up documents. It's the servicers, employees that are doing it, and nobody's paying attention. Now we all just want to go about our business. We're all worried about our toil and our next meal while the bank is out systematically through its servicer trying to steal our house and steal all our equity. Wow. That's what it's all about. And then once they foreclose, all these investors come in and buy them up. Yep. See, that's where we're trying to stop this nonsense. We're trying to stop it. Senator Tom Cotton, by the way, has introduced a plan. He's been joined by Senators Ted Budd and Rick Scott and J.D. Vance to end the United States' decades-long job-killing free trade status with China. Yeah, we'll see. China entered the World Trade Organization in 2001 with the backing of former President Bush's administration, was subsequently awarded permanent normal trade relations status by the U.S. after congressional approval. Wow. Amazing. You see, and that's the thing about the Bush family that a lot of people don't want to realize. These people were all part of that system. The system to cause America to be overthrown. They're all part of it. The Bushes are big into oil and big into banking. Now, what does that tell you? Did anybody bother to investigate Mr. Flip-Flop before he got elected? W, I'm talking about you and your daddy, who was head of the CIA, not prudent. Yeah. Yeah, that guy. Yeah, you remember the interview that HW did with that reporter? And he said, man, if they knew what the Bush family did, we'd be all strung up in the square. Yeah, they. What happened in 9/11? People know all about that. In plain sight, remember that? Our former host Dave put out in plain sight. Yeah, that's P-L-A-N-E. You know, and here you see Bush down in Florida in a school reading a book upside down. Wow, how'd that work? And Cheney's underground, 8 stories underground, dictating the entire shift show. And we're lied to. You got all these Saudis jumping up and down across the coast in New Jersey, and all the bin Laden family gets rounded up and sent back to Saudi Arabia. All these things that happen. Wow. And see, China, you know, here's just another aspect of this whole thing. They own the Biden family crime syndicate. They own them. They've given Hunter and his daddy so much money, you wonder where they're getting all this cash from. Yeah, if it isn't Soros, it's the Chinese Communist Party. It's where it's coming from through all their little back channels. They're making sure that they've got access because they want to overthrow America. After they kill off half their population, which, of course, now they're saying, oh, everything's fine. Lying again. No transparency whatsoever. And, of course, they want to pass a law now to punish the Chinese for what happened in Wuhan. Maybe you should look in your own backyard, you jokers in Congress. You know, remember Dr. Ralph Barrick at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill? He was playing with this garbage, doing gain-of-function research on it with Fauci. And the virus went from there, from UNC Chapel Hill, through the Echo Health Alliance over to Wuhan with $3.28 billion of our money, million of our money, to Wuhan. Oh, you're right to us again. Yeah. And then all of a sudden now we have a lab leak. Oh no, it came from Wet Seafood Market. Got to change the narrative. Let's lie to the American public again. You can't believe a word that comes out of these people's mouths. So now they want to introduce a plan to permanently end the U.S. free trade with China. Like, that's going to stop the Biden family? He's going to veto that bill. Ain't no way that's going to happen. They want America to fall. This government is up to no good. I don't care who they are. Like I said, there may be 20 people, including the people that introduced this plan, to try to do the right thing. But then you got all these other little corrupt morons and idiots out there that all have subscribed to communism. And they all want to see America, and they call it a democracy, but what it really is a shift toward leftist agendas that eventually turn into socialism, and socialism turns into communism. Yeah. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Yeah, here's what you can do for your country. You can bend over and kiss your proverbial ash goodbye, because this is the way it's going to work. Yeah. And then you got Teddy, of course, the embarrassment of the family. When I return Mary Jo to Carvagon. Yeah. I like doing impersonations. I just have so much fun doing that. Oh, can you imagine that conversation at the Kennedy family dinner table? Jackie, would you pass the margarine? Now, Bobby, we can't let Teddy play football with us because he doesn't like to play by the rules. Yep, you parked the car in Harvard Yard. Robots, by the way, are treated better, according to Amazon warehouse workers who have staged their first ever strike in the United Kingdom. Yeah, that hundreds of Amazon workers are on strike in Britain. Yeah, the walkout marks the first formal industrial action in the country for the U.S. tech giant. That 24-hour strike began on Wednesday, a minute after midnight, and they're expected to picket outside the company's site in Coventry in central England throughout the day. Yeah. Wow. Amazing. See, they got a lot of fish to fry. These people, they got a lot of things on their plate that they got to fix. One of them is stop being woke, because we all know it. You people should be buying from the Power Mall and not Amazon. Seriously. Amazon does not care about you. Amazon is funding all of this communist takeover. And they don't understand what the end result is. Once China comes in here, they're going to eliminate all this. They nationalize everything. And they take it over. End of story. And if it means they got to launch an EMP strike on the United States and put us all in the dark ages and watch us kill each other in the course of a year, hey, they only got to wait a year. Look how that works out. And then they send in all the troops after that. You won't need to worry about the UN. China could literally come in and completely wipe out the UN. And the UN, they're so stupid up there, thinking, oh, it's all about globalist control and eating the bugs. They don't care. China could come in and wipe them out as well. They could come and take over the entire UN and blow the bloody building up for all they care. They don't care. They just want to take over our wealth. That's what it's all about, the money. It's all about the money. They love it. They love creating money. Even though their money is like, you know, fluctuating like crazy, the yuan, even though it's fluctuating like crazy, they still create and print as much as they want. Does that sound familiar? Sound like what's going on here in the United States, huh? For those of you flying the friendly skies, and I'm not talking about United. I remember that old joke about the couple who wanted to fly United, but the stewardess wouldn't let them. Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah. So Southwest Airlines has finally disclosed the impact of late 2022 meltdown and what the outlook is for 2023. The first quarter projections are that the company is projecting a net loss based on current revenue and cost trends, according to CEO Bob Jordan. But there, you know, the big problem is now there's lawsuits that have been filed, and the DOJ or DOT's transportation statement, it's about the investigation of the airline's unrealistic scheduling of flights as a winter storm approached. See, they're not about to risk life and limb if there is even a chance that one of their planes could crash. See, and I know that, you know, we all have our suspicions about what happened on KAL Flight 007 with Georgia Congressman Larry McDonald. Huh? We all know about that one. Yeah, all you conspiracy theorists out there probably still, like Paul Wellstone, have put two and two together and got it figured out. But you see, the thing is Southwest Airlines is still, you know, in my book, the number one air carrier out there. And the Dallas-based company, despite the operational meltdown late in December of last year, still ended 2022 with a net income, according to the company's statement, which was released yesterday. So now you know. Peanut class is still alive and kicking, even though now they're not serving peanuts on the flights anymore. Here, you want a snack? Okay. Yep. Y'all fly Southwest? That's the only airline I fly. Don't fly any of their American. Don't fly any of them. Just don't. Too woke. And see, the problem is that you got to say a prayer for all of those pilots out there that were forced to take the jab, that please, dear God, whatever it is with this FAA now moving the scales around and tipping the scales on their EKG, it's like, look, you're extending the criteria for these people that could end up stroking out at an aircraft. Please, dear God, keep these pilots safe. The country depends on it. In the name of your son, Yeshua, amen. If you're flying an airplane, I better hear it. Say it. Amen. Artificial intelligence could make these jobs obsolete, and they're not crying wolf either. Artificial intelligence system ChatGPT has passed exams and could produce reports. Experts have warned that some jobs could become obsolete in the future. A research paper said ChatGPT was able to pass a graduate-level exam at University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School of Economics. Some professors have expressed alarm about students using the service to cheat on exams or in their homework. But if the system becomes capable, ChatGPT and other artificial intelligence could replace a number of white-collar jobs. Wow. Now imagine that. Yeah, the wolf's at the door. Jobs in the financial sector, healthcare, publishing, and other industries are vulnerable once they learn how to harness AI technology. Imagine that. And everybody goes to school, get a liberal education, finds out they can't get a job when they get out. Oh, but McDonald's is offering $15 an hour plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus to flip burgers. You would be better off taking all that knowledge from your little woke institution and having a little change of heart and saying, you know, I need to do something to benefit my community instead of taking from it. I need to start a mom and pop business, a manufacturing business, something that will benefit Americans and give them jobs. And I need to rebuke AI when they come to the door and go, hey, we can help your business by automating it. Nope. Sorry, we're not going to do that. We're going to hold fast and we're going to put actual people in that need an income. You see, because they want to take it all away. They want to replace it with AI. They want to replace it with bugs. They want to replace it with mRNA. They want to alter your DNA. They want immortality. Oh, God bless America. Wow. CVG, by the way, there's a new robotic dog at the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport. His name is Rover, R-O-V-R, an acronym for Remote Observer Virtual Responder. The technology is affecting everything from how clean the bathrooms are as to how long you can linger in the pickup or drop-off lane. Isn't that wonderful? And robots with insect antennae could one day act like police sniffer dogs, sniffing a cyborg out of Israel, successfully smell things like whiskey, marzipan, and lemons. Wow. Sniffer dogs. Superpower sense to catch anyone who might be smuggling drugs, explosive, or other such contraband. And what happens if they smell something that's totally innocent and issue warnings? Wow. Ability metal robots like X-ray scanners simply don't have. Wow. Half robot, half animal. Being that could smell us, a sniffer cyborg. Wow. We'll have more news in your phone calls after the bottom of the hour break here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Oh, wow. Stay with us on this Friday edition. We'll be right back.
Entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself, the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from ThePowerMall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Yes, friends.
Power to the people.
And you are my friend.
Power to the people.
Here's the Power Hour.
Power to the people.
There you have it.
Power to the people.
32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, Friday, January 27, 2023. And, of course, you know, Dave Krieger with you, and we are back for our last segment here at the Power Hour. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944, for those of you who want to chime in on what we've been discussing here. And the Great Reset Watch is in motion. And despite wholesale gas prices falling, energy supplier warns consumer prices to double. The price of electricity and gas is likely to remain high in Europe for the foreseeable future, with one German supplier warning prices are likely to double in the coming months rather than go down. The head of the Association of Municipal Enterprises in Germany has warned public gas and electricity prices, they're going up. His organization expecting prices to double very soon again. So, yeah, is it going to head this direction? I don't know. Depends on what your congresspeople do. Actually, I think it should be up to the states. The states should just tell Congress to go piss up a drain pipe and go do what it wants. You know, we all have to survive. And if you can't rely on D.C. to help you, then we spend a lot of our tax dollars actually enforcing federal mandates. Why are we still doing this? Brady in Las Vegas, how are you doing, sir?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Did you see the Project Veritas video yesterday?
I sure did.
I think, here we go. We've been waiting how long for evidence of the wrongdoings of Fauci and all those other
Yeah, I was going to cover that. Yeah, I was going to cover that in this segment, as a matter of fact. There was a video last night. As a matter of fact, it was on Tucker Carlson, and I imagine, see, right now, everybody, Google has censored that video, so you can't watch it, so you're going to have to go to DuckDuckGo or see if Project Veritas posted on their own website. But they interviewed this guy, Jordan Tristan Walker, and apparently, see, the laws are, wherever this interview went, what happened was, is that Walker did not know that he was being taped. And see, some laws in some states allow the person doing the illicit taping to go ahead and do that. It's legal as long as you are a party to that recording. That's legal in some states. So wherever this guy thought he was on a date and he's using F-bombs and expletives and all sorts of stuff. And he's talking all about what Pfizer's doing with gain of function research. I mean, literally, oh yeah, it's all about the money, man. It's a cash cow. And it's BS. And I mean, he's literally cussing his head off. And you can tell the guy's been drinking and loose lips sink ships, right? And I'm just wondering when this guy is, Brady, going to lose his job.
You look at it, you got to wonder if the COVID variants and all those different ones that we saw in the last few years, even the original COVID, was that a form of the monkey variation that they were testing? Because what they said, the company was trying to get ahead of everything so they could have vaccines ready at the go once those things broke out from the lab and got into the public, like an outbreak. And yep. The problem I have with all this is you're infecting the monkeys. You're then testing the monkeys to find out which ones are so sick, and then they find the variant of that monkey. They take that out of the monkey and inject it into another monkey and increase that infection. So here you got 100%. We've been talking about mass genocide of the people. You have all the evidence that you need right here, how they did it, the monkeys they used. And you remember a few months back, about a year ago, when there was monkeys tipped over in the truck and they got loose?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if those were some of the monkeys that were infected with the new mutated virus.
Possibly. Brady, did you see at the end of the video when the guy found out he was being taped and he got vile and it got into a shoving match?
You got to remember, he was on a date with another man, too. That was
I
not
know.
Really the point.
But you got to wonder about these evil people out there, right?
I mean, he tried to throw a punch at the cameraman and he fell right on his ass. I thought that was the funniest thing I ever saw. The cameraman just touched him a little bit. He went flying back about 4 feet. I love it.
Yeah, and see, this whole thing, he found out he was being recorded and he went ballistic. It's like, okay, you went out on a date and you opened your mouth and you let it slip. You let everybody know what Pfizer was up to and that they were doing more gain-of-function research and nobody's doing anything about it. All of a sudden, Tucker Carlson, we were watching him last night, they aired the video from Project Veritas and exposed the fact that Google was censoring it. So you people out there should know that Pfizer is trying to develop cash cows so they can get ahead of the game when the new variants come out that they created and let loose and are saying, oh, we hope there's no effing lab leak. And it's like, oh, yeah, for sure. The variants get out. And then what happens? They got a jab for it. And the government, of course, will buy it and then mandate. Now we got this new variant. Everybody needs to go out and get another booster shot. And all the woke, all the sheep will go out and they'll get their injections and it will kill a bunch more people. That's what this is all about. They don't care. It's mass genocide. Brady, you were right about that. And wow. I mean, it's just that video. I was going to get to that in this segment. I'm glad you brought it up. We appreciate you. Thanks so much for the call. Tim in Michigan. I wait with bated breath as to what's on your mind.
Well, hey, I just wanted to share with you. My first wife was from Illinois. And
yep.
She was a Native American Indian. She told me she was a Chicago hoe. So,
no.
And she wanted me to. So for my first date, she told me, she goes, I want you to kiss me where it stinks. So I drove her to Gary, Indiana.
Ah! You know, so. bada bing, bada boom. I love it when the audience brings their own material. I want to, yeah, if you were living in Washington State, it would be Renton where the paper mill is. oh, that's a good one. I took her to Gary, Indiana. Kiss me where it stinks. Wow. Boy, that had me going there. appreciate
right.
Yeah, appreciate
hey,
the
bless.
Humor on Friday.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You do, sir. Appreciate that. Thank you. I love it when the audience brings their own material. It's funny, and at least, you know, keep it clean. Oh, by the way, that little slip of the tongue, that's in the dictionary, by the way, for those of you, there's several different, updated versions of that word. And so for those of you who, you know, heard the word, it is in the dictionary. Go look it up. Here's the other thing. And see, you know, you call it what it is, and that's why I'm doing this thing and why I'm not afraid to speak the truth, because it is what it is. It manifests itself. And if it smells, it probably is, you know, what it is. You know, it's what's the old Latin term? Res ipsa loquitur. The thing speaks for itself. Yeah, that's the point. That's why when you get all the Microsoft garbage out there and you see all these samples and it says res ipsa loquitur. Yeah. Yeah. They put all that in there to try it out. Well, I've never taken Latin. I took a year of it in high school. All right. I took 3 years of French, a year of Latin, and a year of German. So be it. That 50 cents will get you a cup of coffee. Making garlic powder, on the other hand, did you know how to dry your garlic for homemade garlic powder? We actually have a garlic growing guide. Believe it or not, we're all about solutions here. Under gardening, farming, and homesteading, we have a category for that. It's on your email blast you're going to get. A lot of commercial garlic powder is pretty bad in terms of quality. It does not even smell or taste like garlic and have an unpleasant aftertaste. Some producers don't even bother removing the skin. Plus, there isn't FDA regulation around commodity spices, so it's difficult to know what's truly inside that bottle. Unless you buy local garlic, many of the garlic bulbs sold in stores have gone past their peak, and they're rubbery or soft, and they've lost much of their medicinal value. So you've got to feel the garlic when you're in the store. Make sure that it's hard, it's firm, it's not rubbery or soft. Ideally, you could grow your own garlic. It's easy to plant your own bulbs in the fall. Otherwise, the article recommends buying local garlic bulbs for the freshest flavor if you can. If you want to grow a garden, we have the Garlic Growing Guide. I got to save a copy of that. Download that. Put it in your file. And from the seed guy, Heaven's Harvest Heirloom Seeds. Lots of snow was falling today from the latest U.S. storm, whether it's geoengineered or otherwise. When you get your heirloom seeds this year, and we want you to order a few herb or flower varieties, why would that be? Why do you have to have flowers? Well, what do you think flowers do? For those of you scientifically minded folks out there that know about the environment, flowers help attract, feed, and save the bee population. Bees are important to our gardens, especially if you have outdoor raised bed gardens. They're important because every plant helps their survival. Many of your vegetables won't get pollinated or grow fruit or produce seed without honeybees visiting your garden. What's happening is we're losing a big percentage of the bee population from pesticides commercial farms are using, and in some places, the loss of the habitat they feed from. Bees are equipped with very tiny hairs on their bodies and legs. When a bee lands on a flower, the pollen will stick to these hairs, and then when the bee moves to another flower, the pollen gets transferred, pollinating the bloom. That's how pollination works, and it's required for many garden vegetables, such as okra, beans, squash, cucumbers, and many more. Any of these things with flowers on them. Without the pollination, most of these veggies are never going to set fruit. That'd be bad news for your garden. You're not going to grow anything. So here's what we want to do. You know, you want to plant for the bees, right? And we have a chart that we're including here. And the Heaven's Harvest heirloom seeds are available for purchase from the Power Mall by calling 877-817-9829. But here's some tips about a successful garden. Don't use pesticides because most of them are not selective. You are killing off the beneficial bugs along with the pests. Try to grow organic as much as possible. Or companion plants are great for this, as well as compost. The better the compost, you keep the bad bugs out. Use more native plants. Research is suggesting native plants are 4 times more likely to attract native bees. They're also usually well adapted to growing conditions and can survive with minimum attention in gardens. Heirloom varieties of herbs and perennials can also provide good foraging. Choosing several colors of flower, because bees have good color vision, helps them find flowers and nectar and pollen. Flower colors that are particularly attracting bees are blue, purple, violet, white, and yellow. And then we want you to try to plant the flowers in clumps. Flowers clustered into clumps of one species will attract more pollinators than individual plants scattered throughout the garden. So, you know, these flower gardens, these are really good to have. If you can set a flower garden up when you're going to get a lot of sun and you get these perennials and annuals and whatnot, and just, you know, plant them in big clusters. Plant them in clumps. Have diversity of plants that flower all year. Most bees feed on a range of plants throughout their entire life cycle. And by having several plant species flowering at once and a succession of plants flowering through the spring, summer, and fall, you can support a range of bees that fly at different times of the season. And you plant where the bees are going to visit. Bees like sunshine. Sunny spots over shade. They love sunshine. They don't like shade that much. They need some shelter from strong winds. And when your dandelions pop up in the spring all over the yard, don't mow them over or spray them. They're the bees' first real food after a long winter, and they need them for sustenance until all the other flowers start blooming. So I hope we've given you some solutions there, folks. We talked about what happened with Project Veritas. You really got to go watch that video, because they literally, this guy unzipped his fly, and the way he was acting sounded like he was gay. I'm not isolating him and saying, oh, you're homophobic. No. He was on a date with another guy, and the other guy was recording him without his knowledge. And see, the thing is that knowledge and consent are factors in some states that are, you don't even have to mind them. As long as you're a party to the conversation, which if Veritas did its research, they found out what state laws applied to as far as recording somebody without their knowledge or consent. If you are a party to the conversation, you're having a conversation with a guy, you can record him all you want. And that's what he got upset about, because he's over there bragging about all the stuff he knows. I wonder how long he's going to keep his job. Jordan Tristan Walker, Pfizer Director of Research and Development, Strategic Operations, mRNA Scientific Planner. They want to mutate COVID viruses and preemptively develop new vaccines. They have to do it. We're going to do that, even though there's a risk of life. As you can imagine, nobody wants to have a pharma company mutating effing viruses. That's what he said. That's what they're doing. It's gain-of-function research. It's illegal under federal law. Somebody needs to bust Pfizer and put them out of business. Right there, they just unzipped their fly. And thank you so much, James, at Project Veritas, for bringing it out. Because when he came in and says, hey, thanks for giving us all this wonderful information, the guy went ballistic. You got to watch that interview. And might enzymes help blood clotting associated with COVID-19? Well, we have a PowerMall product of importance. If you think that you have come down with anything similar to COVID-19, it's called Blockbuster All Clear. Now, we didn't talk about serrapeptase. This is also good for your animal, by the way. Serrapeptase is a substance produced in the gut of newborn Bombyx mori silkworms that allows them to dissolve and escape from their cocoons. Research 48 has shown it can help patients with chronic airway disease, that's COPD, lessening viscosity of sputum and reducing coughing. Like lambrokinase and nattokinase, serrapeptase breaks down fibrin. It also helps dissolve dead or damaged tissue without harming healthy tissue. The name of the product that we have includes 80,000 IU of serrapeptase per serving. It's called Blockbuster All Clear. Make a note of that. Nattokinase and serrapeptase are clot busters. See, that's what people are dying of, blood clots, especially the ones that got the jab. And the blockbuster All Clear contains nattokinase, a potent fibrinolytic enzyme. Let's get that right. It's imported from natto, the Japanese fermented soybean. Nattokinase has a long history of use for its cardiovascular health benefits, and you'll find it in Blockbuster All Clear. Call today and order some and try it and see if that doesn't help your loved one or you if you took the jab. The whole idea is stopping the blood clotting. That's what's killing people. Morticians are digging leg-length blood clots out of folks. And, of course, now, you remember the misinformation law they were trying to get passed in California? Well, in Hoeg versus Newsom, five doctors alleged that state law AB 2098 is unconstitutional under the First and Fourth Amendments of the U.S. Constitution, and a judge has blocked the law from taking effect. Yep, that misinformation law. The doctors say the law prevents them from providing information to their patients that may contradict what the law permits or prohibits. They also allege the law was used to intimidate and punish physicians who disagreed with the prevailing narrative on COVID. And the lawsuits, the two of them, sought a preliminary injunction to prevent the state from enforcing the law. And senior U.S. District Judge William Shub, a George W. Bush appointee, wrote in his ruling it was plausible the medical board would determine their conduct violates state law. Therefore, the doctor's fears are reasonable given the ambiguity of the term scientific consensus and the definition of misinformation as a whole. Shub noted that this weighed in favor of the plaintiffs having standing. Moderna, meanwhile, is planning a plethora of mRNA shots for all kinds of health problems, including heart attacks. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Don't buy into it. Seriously. Here's an article from Technocracy News about that very thing on your email blast. And did you know? Oh, you people in Indiana, oh, you're going to be so upset with this. The trustees of Indiana University have given tax dollars, 101,700 of them, to Nicole Hannah Jones, the 1619 Project founder, for 2 days of work. They gave her $101,700 in exchange for a 2022 themester lecture on identity and identification. A contract obtained by the Daily Wire has revealed they found it, investigated it. 2 days of work. She gets $101,700 from Indiana U, from the trustees. 2 days of work. Critical race, Steve. Yeah. It's all happening in your secondary schools, in your colleges. Yeah. Oh, that's your tax, not that your tax money went to a left winger. Yeah. Makes you feel good, doesn't it? In the good news category, first time director Paul Boies, he made an award winning feature film for $9,000, $9,500 actually, on a skeleton crew of four people. And he secured distribution for Exemplum after a run on the festival circuit, and the film will soon be available on Amazon and Google Play. Sometime in the next 2 months, in June of last year, roughly 3 months after Paul achieved Final Cut, Exemplum pulled off a stunning victory at Pasadena International Film Festival when it took home Best Feature Film Director Award against film with budgets over $100,000. Amazing that their entrepreneurial spirit is still alive in America. That's according to Breitbart. And of course, we have a little thing at the bottom of our email blast. Lack of knowledge is a lack of power, and it's all about why we're here, what we're trying to accomplish on the Power Hour. And there's a picture of a sheep's head with a little tag on it showing half the sheep's head. It says, you can lead sheep to knowledge, but you can't make them think. Imagine that. Oh, my. Once again, for those of you who want to tune in at 12 noon, high noon, I will be on the Infowars.com website with Alex Jones. Actually, Owen Schroyer will be doing the interview at high noon. I will be there. We'll be talking about the foreclosure crisis in America and a lot of other issues that affect you. And then I will be taking off for LAX for the weekend to entertain all of our attendees at the foreclosure relief defense workshop, the seminar that's being held at LAX. And we'll be back on Monday, of course. In the meantime, you need to go to the Power Mall. Today, I talked about $5 off your next purchase using Appreciation 5 at checkout. I talked about Kirkman X4000, and I also talked about Blockbuster All Clear. Those need to be on the list of everything you're ordering today, including your Strauss Heart Drops and Vitamir products, now 10% off at the Power Mall, and as well as your Winter Wellness Bundle, which we sale priced at $53. Don't forget to order the Silver Gel 24 part per million and OptiVita Silver Liquid 10 part per million to complete your Winter Wellness Bundle. And, of course, this is Friday, and we appreciate the fact that you've dialed us in. We're on TalkStream Live TSL, the 50 most influential and most listened to streaming talk shows for 2022. We made the top 50 again 11 years in a row. For all of those who listen to the show and shows to come, we thank you. God bless all of you. Have a wonderful weekend. We will see you on Monday. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Dear God, save us. We need it. See you Monday. Who is on the earth below? Who is bigger than the heavens? And the lover of my soul. Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Cause of Sharon, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.